Today's daf from Masechet Gittin is daf Kof Hei, brought to you by Ben Chabot Yerushalayim, and we are holding on the two dots, which are about two-thirds of the way down, oh, we wish, on Kof Dalet Amud Beit. And it said in the Mishnah, Katav Legaresh Tagdola, Lo Yigaresh Bo Taktana, guy's got the same, two wives of the same name. He cannot use a get written for the older to give to the younger, or vice versa. But that means that the get, however, is kosher if he uses it for whomever he meant it, right? It's only the ketana that he can't use it to be megarish because it wasn't written lishma. But if he had used it to divorce the older one for whom it had originally been written, it would be fine. Now that is a problem, because the implication therefore would be, said Rava, that Zotomeret, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Hadarim be'irachat, Motziin shtar chov al acherim. Basically what happened over here is that he has two wives, and when the one who presents the get, we do not say that somehow this was actually the kavana of another husband by that name. In the same way, if a guy takes a contract out and it says that so-and-so owes me money, he's got a thing from the lova, we say that when he presents that in court, the lova can't say, no. Obviously, you found that because there was another guy with your name that I had borrowed money from, but it sure as heck wasn't you. Right? Mm-hmm. So you cannot say that. Because if you could say it, then how in the world would we allow this get to be usable if we could say the same thing to this woman? And we would say, no, actually, I'm very sorry, madam, but there was another woman by the very same name, and it's very possible that it had been used to be Magarish her, and you found it. So it must be exactly the same. Omale Abaya, well, if that's the case, and that's what you can imply from our Mishnah, then you're going to end up with a very serious problem, because the reisha of the Mishnah, where you have a guy who wrote a get for himself and his wife that happened to have the same name as you and your wife, that get is completely posel legaresh bo. But it would be kosher for the first guy, legaresh bo. It's only a problem for the second guy. Now, we have exactly the same problem over here. If the first one uses this get, and he gives it to his wife, and she presents it to his wife, you're saying that that is good. The problem is that the very same case where you bring a riot to Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adarim Be'irachat, can they be the ones that are collected from? No. In other words, if somebody else, George, presents a shtar against Yosef and Shimon, everybody agrees that in that case, lo acher yachol lotzi aleihem shtar chov, because each one of them is going to say, I'm sure he busted Yosef and Shimon. Of course, he borrowed from you. Of course, not this Yosef and Shimon. He didn't bother to borrow from you. And when he goes to the other Yosef and Shimon, he'll say the same thing. Well, what makes you think it's me? So, Bishlama, if you're talking about who is the one in possession of the contract, where the possession of the contract couldn't have meant that he had found it from someone else who was in possession of the contract, that's one thing. But to be able to use a contract as a claim against someone, where there's someone else with exactly the same name, but there's no indication that that would mean that necessarily you were the object of this contract, that's ridiculous. Now, in this case, let's imagine the other guy, the Yosef and Shimon, who was Shmo Kishmo, the other guy might be, for instance, interested in this girl, writes out a get, goes into the best, and he says, I, Yosef and Shimon, would like to divorce my wife, Charlotte, you know. And there's the other guys, but Jimin also has a wife, Charlotte. Now, he takes this contract and gives it to Charlotte. Now, Charlotte is not his wife, but she soon will be, when she presents this get and says, I got this from my husband, Yosef Ben Shimon. Now, that doesn't prove anything that you're in possession of it. And in the exact same way, if somebody would say, well, it says right here that Yosef Ben Shimon owes me money, obviously you could say, well, it ain't this Yosef Ben Shimon. So we should say the same thing to her. You have a get from Yosef Ben Shimon. Okay, that's all very nice, but it ain't me, your husband, Yosef Ben Shimon. I don't know who gave you this get. It's the other Yosef Ben Shimon. And obviously you, Rav, are not going to say that from the Mishnah here we're going to be Deicha, the Din, and Baba Basra, and we're going to say that, yes, doesn't matter. Choose whichever Yosef Ben Shimon you want to take the money from him. That's insane. It's the same thing is true over here. Since either of them could have written this get, we have absolutely no reason to assume that it's that Yosef Ben Shimon that wrote the get. Yeah, this is how the Ritva speaks out the case to be able to be more clear, so you don't get it confused. Because, I mean, as Rashi understands the case is maybe he wrote it, and then they decide not to throw it in the garbage can, and she found it, which is more confusing, just because you have to work out why that's the same. But in the way the Ritva puts it, it's exactly the same case. Somebody else with the same name is the one that you're using it against. She's using it against her husband. I am Megureshet from you. No, you're not. You're Megureshet from the other Yosef Ben Shimon. Thank you. Elamite Lach Lememra. So how are you going? What's the problem?
Doesn't she know who her husband is?
Robin. She knows who her husband is, and she don't like him.
Okay.
All right, so she presents this get and says, here, I am no longer your wife, but I'm going to marry Yosef Ben Shimon that I like, not you. Should have married him in the first place. But thank God we worked it all out, right? No, not right. I never wrote this to you. Fine, okay. So if I come to you and I say, I've got a contract against Bobby, and you tell me, yeah, but there's another Bobby on Rehov Shomei Halachot.
There is.
Exactly.
And this has actually happened.
This has happened. There you go. By the way, it's happened to me many times.
Somebody Bobby?
No. Matis Weinberg is one of the most popular Yerushalmi names because it's a very big family. So, my gosh, what has happened to me? Oh, you have no idea. I've been arrested many times. No, literally. They finally had to come and apologize after the fourth time. There's another my all these people money all over the place. Sal Apollo is always banging on the door. Come with us. They finally apologized, and they worked out something that they should somehow know not to come to my house. But for many years, it was
like, with the police,
right on schedule. Yeah, with the police. Yeah, they, you know,
as long as it was the police and not Guido and
yeah, Guido. Yeah, exactly. I was worried about that. Yeah. Anyway, it was getting to be funny already. I'm not going to do that smile. All right. Just come along quietly, sir. Anyway, so how are you going to explain it? You're going to explain the case that obviously we don't want to get into these questions about whether possession of the contract would necessarily prove something or your name would prove something. We're talking about a mission that's going to Liba Durba Lazar and their Eidei Mesira. And therefore, we're not relying on the fact that we are relying on the witnesses that said they saw the delivery of this get. So we're saying, if this get is written for you and for your wife, the Eidei Mesira are then telling you that there was a kosher get. If the get was written for somebody else's wife, then it's not going to be useful to have the Eidei Mesira because the document is puzzled. That's all that we're saying. So it's going according to Rabbi Lozer. That's how you'll understand that first case. Okay, so then the same thing is true in this case. Rachanami Eidei Mesira. And it's going according to Rabbi Lozer. Omar Rav. Now, in order to understand Rav, we have to remind ourselves of a concept called Rea Haget, which is a very contemporary kind of word usage. It sure smells like a get. Now, something could smell like a get and have absolutely nothing to do with the kashrus of a get. But if it smells like a get, people might get confused and think that it was a get. And if they think that it was a get, and then they find a kohen is married to this woman, they will be very confused. The classic case of Reach HaGet, which many learns is Dioraita, is the strange posuk that Aser Zekoin on a Grusha. And there it says, V'isha Grusha mi ba'ala lo yikach. V'isha lo yikach, only mi ba'ala. What is that supposed to mean? How can a woman be megureshed from someone else beside Ba'al? Just say, Isha Grusha lo yikach, right? So we darshan from that posuk, according to many Rishonim Midioraita, that even an Isha who is only Grusha mi Isha is still posuk lakuna, meaning a guy wrote his wife a get, you are megureshed from me, but you are not muteret l'chol adam. Now that is a joke. That's not a get. A get consists of the words areyat muteret l'chol adam. Nonetheless, the Torah has answered her on any kohen. Why? It looks like a get a little bit. It smells like a get. So maybe the way people look at it, maybe the small print isn't accurate. But it still smells a heck of a lot like a get to me. Because of that, the Rabbanan extended this concept to anything that smells like a get. Therefore comes along Rav to say, you know what? The cases in the Mishnah smell awfully much like they are given. And therefore, the Kohen would not be able to marry this woman or remain married to feed her truma and so on. So therefore, all of them are psul and lakun, except for the first case. The first case where you walked by the Berlitz School of Sophistry, in that case, it would not be a get at all. That doesn't even smell like pick up a get in the schoolyard. That's, I understand, nobody's going to smell like a get. There you go. Rishmuel Omar, not bad actually. Rishmuel Omar, Afri Shonami Posa, not true. Even that first case smells like a get. Now this is Shmuel Ashitaso, because Shmuel said a klal, and that klal goes like this. Kol makom sheshanu chachamim get pasul. If the chachamim say, instead of saying it's a get patul, but ain't no get, they say it's a get pasul. The word get pasul means it's parcel, but nonetheless it's enough of a get that we can call it a get parcel. And that means it's parcel, but it also posels her from the kahuna.
It's like for, intent?
What?
Intent to divorce? To
No, the four cases that we had in the Mishnah, where you found a get that was written by somebody else, or you got in the Berlitz school.
It says
in the Mishnah, get parcel.
It's just it's not valid.
It's not valid, but it will still be bad enough to smell like a get. And if her husband is a Kohen, she's going to have to get divorced. Good pasuls are. The same thing is true, says Shmuel. Yeah. The second
so
case.
They have to get divorced, ostensibly.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Yeah. Chalitza psula. The chalitza is psula. But it also pasuls her from the brothers. You will remember that once a chalitza has taken place, even if it's a chalitza psula, none of the other brothers have a right to go ahead and to do yibum. They have to do just chalitza. Now, b'marava, so if that's true, it would be all four cases. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, in the name of Rebbe Elazar, by the way, disagrees with Shmuel about the chalitza thing. We'll get back to our get in a moment. And he says, look, a case where the chalitza itself is clearly an act of chalitza, but it was done with the left foot. Sorry. Because it says, Bo'an yiminit. Bo'an ragla yiminit. Laila is also posel. It's true of the case of Laila, because Laila is not a pagam in the actual act of chalitza. It's a pagam in the fact that chalitza is a type of din, and dinim are done at night. Okay. Over there, I agree that it's psulot and poslot. But things that are bechalal, not chalitza, even though they're called chalitza psula, I disagree with them. Let's say a cotton is chalitza, you know, or an anpilia. An anpilia is like a sock, or a thick sock, more of a slipper kind of affair, and it's not a shoe. That's not called at nalo. So that's not even a chalitza. No one would confuse that. And it's psulot, but it's ein solot. Getting back to our Mishnah, Ze'iri says, a third sheet about our Mishnah, none of the gittin in our Mishnah are considered to be reach haget except for the last case, because Breira already, we'd have to be Machmeran. And we would say, look, at least Legabe a Kohen, we would say it's a Reach HaGet, because there are shittas that hold Breira, even in a Diorite and so on. That we would be Machmeran the Breira, and we would say, look, it looks like it was a Get. And the fourth shita is that the V'chein Omer of Asi, agreeing with this third shita, Kulan Ein Posot Kutzmen Achron. A fourth shita is that Rabbi Yochanan and Omar, even the last case of Breira, is 100% not a get at all, doesn't resemble a get, because Breira is not something that we're doubtful about. There is no such thing as Breira, even Lachumra, that we should be Machmer to passel her for her husband who is a Kohen. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Leshitato. Because Dom Ravasi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, we know, said Ravasi, that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Breira. Why? Because if you have a family of brothers that inherited a single father, then the halacha is that if they split the fields that they inherited, those fields are basically seen as fields that have been purchased one from the other. They exchange their rights to the other fields for the rights for this field. But that's a sale. And a sale goes back in Yovel, and they start over again. So the sales are all canceled in Yovel. Why don't we say that it's Breira? That now we know that the Yerusha was the Yerusha that they got. Why look at it as a sale? Obviously, it doesn't hold a Breira. Vitzricha. Now, the truth is we have two very beautiful examples of Breira over here. And for some reason, Rabbi Yochanan found it necessary to address both cases. The case of Achim Shechalku, that we don't say Breira to give them a din of Yorshim, which is a machloket. And the case we just had in our Mishnah, where a guy says, look, I can't make up my mind which of my wives with this name I want to divorce, but when I do, then it should be from now Uvrar Lemafreya, that was written Lishma. So that's, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not even a Reach HaGet. Why does he have to say both of these cases? Because, look, in this case, Yidmar Baha, suppose we would only know Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about our Mishnah. And he would say, even Breira, it's not, because it's not even Reach HaGet. I mean, you think, wow, not even Reach HaGet? Not even to be Machmer in the slightest bit? Yes, but I'll tell you why. Don't you understand that the concept of Lishma is almost categorically the opposite of Breira? If you have to have in mind who you're writing it for, and you're saying, well, I don't know what my mind is, how could you possibly use Breira to say that Lemafreya was called Lishma? I mean, it may well be that it satisfied some technical requirement, but it didn't put it into your mind, Lemafreya. So, okay, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan would say, what is Lishma? How can you address Lishma with Breira? That would be a pretty logical kind of conclusion. So over there, he's not Kayesh for Breira at all. But when it comes to the case of Yovel, no, I mean, over there, maybe we would say that indeed Achim Shechalku are like Yorshim, Aval Hatam. The only thing that's supposed to go back in Yovel is a Mecher. Mecher, the Omrachman, will have a Yovel. Not a Yerusha, not a Matana. That isn't Choyzer by Yovel. So therefore, look at this as a Yerusha. On the other hand, suppose we would know that the Yorshim have to get back in Yovel. I would say, okay, the point is that this is all a Chumrah. I'm chayish for the din of the Breira, right? So Mamela, I'm not sure. Let's go do the Chumrah and we'll do it over again. So you shouldn't be over on keeping things that aren't yours. But if you're going to say over here that we should be chayish le Breira, I mean, maybe we would have to be chayish. I need to know that Rabbi Yochanan is convinced that there's no Breira, and that it's not even a Reach HaGet. So in my life over here, I would not need to say that absolutely it's not even a Reach HaGet. So have a look, I am a lot, Tzricha.
What is Inami?
Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped out, sorry. Inami Katechila. Now, Inami Katechila is not really part of the statement. In other words, we need first the contrast here, Bashan, and they're not in terms of the Svar of Breira itself. But there's another approach, inami ketchila, which would have nothing to do with this case. Meaning what? That the idea of chazora in Yovel isn't dependent on the question of Yerusha or Mecher. And maybe the idea is, some of the Rishonim go all the way, and they say maybe the idea is that only the initial Nachala of Eretz Yisrael is what doesn't go back in Yovel. But anything which isn't the initial Nachala and has been a subsequent determination of how we split into subplots the original Nachala, that we don't say. So in other words, we put back in Yovel the Nachla the way it was initially. All subdivisions after that all need to be reconsidered. It's like trying to buy a Dira and Tzfat.
Including Matana and Mechel. All subdivisions including Matana and Mechel.
No. What do you mean, including Matana? Matana and Mechel is the... You don't mean Matan and Mecher, you mean Matan and Yerusha?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, in other words, we would need to go... No, the Yerusha part. Yerusha means the original Nachala. This is not the original Nachala. Or maybe the idea is, when it comes to the concept of Chazara B'Yovel, the fact that Breira says, okay, this was my piece of the Yerusha, but it's still your piece of the Yerusha. Initially, it was one piece, and therefore, we should look at the one piece, not whose piece. It is your piece, so what? But Yovel means make it the way it initially was in any transaction.
I wanted to ask about how are we asking on the word Rabbi Yochanan said once and the word Rabbi Yochanan said a different time? It's not like the Mishnah or a break of the word.
No, we're asking why Rabbi Yochanan needed to address it twice, is what we're asking. Why did he need to address the issue of Breira twice? Once in our Mishnah, to say it's not a Reach HaGet. We know that already, Rabbi Yochanan, you told us you don't hold the Breira. But I might have thought, look, Lechumra, to make it a Reach HaGet, we do hold the Breira. Kamashman, even Lechumra, we don't. He's Makel on Breira, totally.
Is Reach HaGet Durban,
that's, as I mentioned earlier, that's a machlokes. Many Rishonim hold that it's a drasha gemura, the original Reach HaGet, Isha Grusha Mibaala. The extensions into these kind of issues, that's already is dependent on the Rabbanan. But the idea that it's shayach to Reach HaGet, Arei At Megureshet Mimeni Ve'einat Muteret L'chol Adam, that they tie into the right. Boy Minei Rav Hoshaya Mi Rav Yehuda. Now here, we've made these distinctions, Lagabe Lishma, and that raises the following question. What if you tell a lavlar to write a get, la'ezu shetetze bepetach techila, whichever one comes out of the door first, that's, I can't make up my mind which one to give a get. So whichever one comes out of the door first, that should be the one that I'm giving the get to. Now, that's not quite the same as the case that we had in the Mishnah, right? Because the case that we had in the Mishnah is where the guy says, I can't make up my mind. Over here, the guy says, I have made up my mind 100%, whatever the facts turn out to be, whoever comes out of the door. I may not know what that is, but we'll find out. Now, that is a lot different than saying, I'm going to have in my mind when I can't make up my mind. So maybe that's different. And the response of Rav Yehuda is to completely ignore that difference and to pretend it doesn't even exist and that it's a silly question. And he told him, well, I guess you never heard the Mishnah. Tanit Tua. The Mishnah says that if you tell the lavlar, write the get to anyone that I want to and I'll be megarish her, you can't use it. It's Pasul Garish Po Alma and Breira. So what are you asking me? So Rav Hoshaya said, well, what are you going to say about the Mishnah where Omer Lebanav, Harini Shochet Et HaPesach Abishi Yala Michem Rishon Yerushalayim. Okay, I am shechting this carbon Pesach for whichever of you gets here first. Kivan Shenichnas Rishon Rosho V'Ruvo, first kid comes into Yerushalayim, and he crosses the finish line. No, it's not enough that his brother crossed the finish line with his big chup. Oh, no. It's the first one that gets there with Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and he is rewarded with a medal that says Rishon and with a piece of the action in the Korban Pesach to be Monui on the Korban Pesach. And he can also be Mezakeh Techavimo. He can give pieces of the Korban Pesach to his siblings. Wow. Omar Le, so Rav Yehuda said, "Ay, my sweet little boy, Oshaya." What a funny question. What are you talking about? Are you trying to bring me a raya from here that even though I don't know which one of my children will be first, this is like the case of coming whichever one comes out of the door first, right? Seems whichever one crosses the finish line first. And you see that in this case we do say Brera. Certainly Rabbi Yochanan is not going to argue on this Mishnah, right? So apparently when it's not dependent on your mind, it's dependent on the facts, we do say Brera. To which Rav Oshaya said, for heaven's sakes, Rabbi Yochanan already explained that Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said the Mishnah is a joke. The Mishnah is where the guy is saying this in order to excite his children to give them a chance at a contest to see who would be more Zoris, right? So all that this does is it creates a competition to get there first. That's all that it is. It's a nice way of saying you get the booby prize. Take a Nami. Diktoni kivan shenichmas rishon roshov rubo zacha bechalko. Now read those next words, which you conveniently ignored. And he gives his siblings a piece. What do you mean you give your siblings a piece? Was the Korban Pesach shechted for them or not? You can't give somebody a piece of a Korban Pesach if daddy said he's only shechting the Korban Pesach for the guy who wins the medal. So how can the guy who wins the medal give it to his brothers and sisters? If you're going to understand that the Mishnah is a joke, and obviously on Ninu Mikora, the father shechted it for all the kids and he just wants to create a competition, fine, then the Mishnah makes sense. But if you're going to tell me that when daddy shechted it, you really didn't shecht it for the other kids, he only shechted it for the medal winner, so then when does he give them a chelek and korban pesach? After Shechita? You can't be mitmane on a korban pesach after it shechted. You can only be mitmane until it shechted. Mika mitmanu, vatznan. You can continue to add people or be moshkin yedeyam. I've changed my mind. I don't want to be part of your korban pesach. But only up until the moment in which yishachet, the moment the shecht is too late. This is your korban pesach. You decided you hate everybody else in the kabur tough. You're going to sit there and eat the korban pesach with them. And you decided, I'd love to be in this other kabur tough. You're not with this kabur. Tanya nami achi. And you want a proof that it's just a joke? Look at the braita. Maasev kadmu banot levanim. And there was once this horrible story. The girls won the competition. You know what that meant?
They were ahead of their time.
Exactly. It meant banot zrizot ubanim shvelim. Isn't that sad? It did not mean that the poor boys were left without a korban pesach that year. No. It just meant that they hung their heads in shame. That's all that it meant. So you see very clearly that it was all just a cute family competition. But can you imagine the shame of it all?
I'll never live it down.
No, no. It's remembered even by us all these years later. Omar Abaya. So says Abaya, I don't understand. This whole conversation is nutty. Oshaya comes along and he asks Rabbi Yehuda what the din is of something that is not dependent on my da'at. It's dependent on what happens, right? I'm asking you, what about that case? The one who goes out of the door first. That has nothing to do with what I think. It has to do with the das of the person who walks out of the door first. So it's a fact of life, as far as I'm concerned. And that was the whole point. Obviously, he knew the Mishnah. He's asking, what would be the din of a brera where it's not dependent on me? So it's an external reality. And Rav Yehuda says, well, look at the Mishnah. But the Mishnah wasn't external reality. The Mishnah was, he was tola b'dat atzmo. And then, the same Oshaya asks Rabbi Yehuda, from the case of the Korban Pesach, which is Tola B'data Acherim. I mean, they seem to be talking past each other. What in the world? Omar Rava, what is your problem? Maybe that's the whole point. The point is that that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Dilma Mandi Itle Brera, Lo Shana Tola B'data Tzmova, Lo Shana Tola B'data Acherim. That he's saying this is an artificial distinction. Brera is not a function of the way you're thinking about it. Brera is simply a question of whether we believe that the way things work out says something about the nature of reality. That's what we're thinking. What do I care how it worked out this way? Because the neurons in your brain worked out this way, or the neurons in another brain worked out this way, or because things happen to work out this way, it makes no difference. Either you hold a Brera, you don't hold a Brera. If you hold a Brera, it doesn't matter whether it's told about that small, Loshna told about that Kirim, it's Brera. Mandaletle Brera, Loshna told about that small, Loshna told about that Kirim, Letle Brera. And therefore, each one was asking directly, once Oshaya says this, and Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's the Mishnah. So then Rav Oshaya can turn around and say, so then how do you explain this Mishnah? Unless indeed there maybe there is a difference. Okay, so therefore, it's a perfectly understandable conversation. It is not true what you just said. I can prove to you that there are Tanoim that may hold of Brera in a case where it's Solabadat Acherim, and yet do not hold of Brera where it's Solabadat Atzma. Now let's take one of them for an example. How about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that in a case where it's up to you to make the determination in the end, you cannot use Brera and say, well, now I know what I was thinking in the beginning. No, you do not. So, and on the other hand, if it's something that's dependent on the facts that are outside of your head, then they does hold the Brera. Now I'm going to prove it to you, okay? Tolabadat atzmolat le Brera. He definitely doesn't hold a Brera because of the Mishnah. I don't know why it says the Tanya, but sometimes Tanya. Halokeach yain mibein akutim. So somebody is buying wine, and he does not, he's buying it from people that he can't trust about Trumas and Maisers. Worse than the Maisers, akutim. So, what does he do? He doesn't have a cup to take out some of the wine to be mafrish, but he's going to have a cup later. So he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Atid Lafrish. First, I'm going to take out two Lugin in the cup that I'm going to get this evening, and they will be Truma. Another 10 Lugin I'm going to set aside now for Maaser Rishon, Be'erech, right? And 9 remaining is going to be my Maaser Sheni, and I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to be Bechal that Maaser Sheni. And when we ask the guy, well, wait a minute, where is all of this stuff? No, it's somewhere in this bottle. You and I just don't know where it will be. But when I pour it out, we are sure going to find out. Now that, Rabbi Yehuda, he can do that, according to Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can't do that. Osrin, undoubtedly because you cannot rely on that Brera. And yet, when it's something external to what you will ultimately do, and it's something about what happens because someone else does it, then Idlei Brera. I know that he does all the Brera because Ditznan. A guy gives a get to his wife, he's ill, and he says, I am giving you this get to Bichal right now if I end up dying from this illness. Now, what is the status of the woman during the time between the writing of the get when he said from today and the day that the guy actually does die from this illness? What is her status from that moment on? Rabbi Yehuda says, she is an eshet ish lechol dvareha. Right now, the reality is defined by now. And therefore, she can actually eat truma. And if she's mezana, she's chayav mita. But the moment that the guy does die, it ends up that it was a get. So you see, since his death is not dependent on his choice, usually, in this case, he holds a Brera. Why is this different than the other case where he's going to pour out the wine? Because over there, it's dependent to the wine on him, the wine that he decides to pour out. So how can you say there's no difference? Whoever holds a Brera across the board. Doesn't hold a Brera, doesn't hold a Brera. It's not true! Some change the gears to the Ravina, because before we had Rav Misharshi already asking, so why isn't it just bring an additional example of Rabbi Shimon, which we're about to bring. So they changed this to Ravina, but others have Rabbah, in which case there were two conversations, maybe. One with Rabbah, one with Rava. Anyway, what about Rabbi Shimon? And Rabbi Shimon, the same thing. When it comes to be Tolabadat Atzmo, eat Le Brera. Sorry, let Le Brera. It's the same case of the wine. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon held the same thing. You can't do that and say, when I take off the wine, now we know yesterday what the wine was, truma, which was so on, meitzer, and so on. You can't do that. But Tola B'dat Acherim, he also holds of Breira. Where's that? Tola B'dat Atzmot, Let Leibra. I just said that. It was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? So Rabbi Shimon also agreed that you cannot define now your trumas and maestros that you're going to take off. And yet, he does hold of a Tola B'dat Achirim of Breira because this guy has got a great idea for a rape. And I mean, for a date. He calls it a date. And he says, listen, how about we sleep together? And she says, but we're not married. And he says, sure, we're married. You know that if you actually want to be Mekadosh, a woman with the Bia, that's a great way to be Mekadosh. Oh, so are we getting married? Maybe. If Daddy says it was a good idea, we'll be married. So you can have your cake and eat it too. All right. So he says, Hareini bo alech almanach yirtze abba. So the Tanakhama says, it doesn't matter. Even though father never says, I want, and some say, even if he says, I don't want, we don't take this tonight seriously because ein adamo se bi'ilato bi'ilatznut. So we understand that he's saying this more as a kavod, but that in reality he's committed to her. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, well, it's only ratzav mekudeshet, lo ratzav ina mekudeshet, because he did not want to take her unless he knows that this is a real kedusha. But he doesn't know at the time that it's a real kedusha, so it wasn't really l'shma kedusha, it was l'shem kedusha, if he finds out later that he wanted it l'shem kedusha. Okay, so you see that he holds, in this case, since it's dependent on his father's das and not on his own das, the same Rabbi Shimon who said, well, you can't do that by taking out wine, does agree that her lips were sweeter than wine. And therefore, in that case, you could rely on Breira. To which Rava replied, no, no, no. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, do not care in the least whether he's Tola B'dat Atzmo, Loshna Tola B'dat Acherim. They hold of Breira, like we see in the second case in each one of these examples. The case of the Kiddushin, or the case of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon also holds of, if it's a get, that's Al Tanai. Yes, hold of Breira. But there's a different problem. The different problem is, because you conveniently ignored it, why didn't you read the case through till the end? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon turn to Rabbi Meir and they say, look, it's all very nice in terms of the Breira issue. But let me ask you something. What happens if the guy drops the bottle of wine? So he's going to be drinking, right? He said, okay, tonight when I get my extra glass, I will be able to take out Trumas and Maestro. He's been glug, glug, glugging the bottle of wine all day long, you know. And he's about to come home to be marked for Trumas and Maestro. Whoops! No more bottle of wine. So it turns out, there's your Breira. He never took out anything. It was all Tevel from the beginning. And he was glug, glug, glugging the whole day Tevel, which is a Chi of Misa. You're going to allow a guy to do that? So that's the issue over there. Why don't you read what it says? Asam Kedikdari Taima. All of them said to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Iyatamo desh shema yibaka. Note, what happens if he breaks the bottle? In which case, Nimtza zer shotet valim lamafrei, has been drinking tevel all day long? To which Rabbi Meir replied, I'll worry about it when it happens. Likishi yibaka. Fine. Okay, yes, it could happen, but I'm right now it exists, and I have to worry about it. And therefore, the machlokas has nothing to do with Breira. As to whether we have to be chayshish, that there will be a Breira, but the braver position will be that he didn't take off anything because the bottle broke. Hey. Katav the garish takadola lo yigarish bo ta kitana. Kitana wa de lo mati megarish bo agadola mati megarish bein, right? Omar Rava, so what do you see from here? Zot amer shtei Yosef and Shimon adorim be'irachat. They can still present the contract against the third party. But since Tarchov al-Akhirim, who cannot claim that he is the wrong owner of the contract. Well, Abaye, if you think that's the case, then Elamiata Resha Diktani, Shmi Kishimcha Pasulagarejbo Mashma again, by your tokens, Shenu Delo Matsumigarejbe, Harishon Matsumigarejbe, but everybody agrees, Armin of Aloacher, Yacholo Tzialayem Shtarchov, so how do you know who the writer of the contract was? Elamayt Lachlamimar, we're talking about Eidim Mesira, in that case, Elibet Rebbe Elazar. Okay, so then the whole Mishnah would be talking about that. So Achinami Eidim Mesira, Rebbe Elazar, and therefore this has no implication to the case that we were talking about. Omar Rav, Kulan Poslim Bekuna, Chutz Ben Arishon, Bishmuel Omer, Af Rishon, even as pasul, the Shmuel Shitato, Tam Shmuel Komokam Shishon Chacham get pasul pasul posel, Chalitza psula psula posel, Tamina Achim. Whereas B'Marav Amar Bishmet Rebbe Elazar, no, not all cases. Small Laila, indeed, are psulot uposlot, but Katan and Pilia, that psulot ve'im psulot. Ziri Amar Kulan ein poslin chutz min haacharon, v'chein Amar Rav Yasi Kulan ein poslin. Chutz min ha'acharon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, four shita. Even the acharon is not even possible to reach yet. Was Rabbi Yochanan time it on Basim? Rabbi Yochanan, there ain't no such thing as brera. Hakim shechokel kuchotein machzirin zel zebiyova. And we need to know in both cases that there ain't no such thing as brera v'tzricha. Because Itmar and our Mishnah could have said Rabbi Yochanan holds same brera. Because we're talking about lishma. How can brera can make something lishma? Aval hatam. Mechru the Amrachman al Harabiyova, but Yerusha, Matana is Am Harabiyova. Viashmin and Soda, Mishum de la Chumra, or it could be also because of Kitchila. Avalacha, Emolo, Tzricha. Boy, Mine Revo, Shayam Revyud. Amarle la Vlark Tov, La Ezo, Shetetse, Beta Tchila, Maho. Omarle, you know, that's a Mishnah. Yetamika, Amarle la Vlark Tov, Lazy Shirt Segarej, Postal Garejbo, Alma Ein Brera. The whole Mishnah is talking about Kedela Zarz, Anbe Mitzvot, Taikanami, Diktani, Kimichin, Ras, Rishon, Roshov, Rubo, Zachabe, Kako, Ume, Zaket, Echavimo, Nakibib, Zaket, Echavimo. Feel it, Bishlama, De Aminu, Mikora, fine. But Iam, but alone, Nino, Loyakashita, Mikamit, Namnu, but Nan, Nimni, no Moshin, Yadea, Mimenu, Achi, Jachet. Tanya Miyochi, there was even once a Maasevakan Mu Banot Labanim, a disaster. Why? Because Nimtsu Banot's result to Banim Shvelim. Omar Abai, what is going on in this conversation? They're talking past each other. Go boy mine telobadat achirim. He answers him from a case of telobadat atzmo. And then Oshaya asks on him, Mosivot telobadat achirim. Omar Avinu, maybe that's the point. My Kusha. But we know that Tanoim do make that distinction between Tolabadat Atzmo and Tolabadat Acherim. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he says that when it comes to Tolabadat Atzmo, let Leibrera, and yet when it comes to Tolabadat Acherim, eat Leibrera, I'll prove it to you. Tolabadat Atzmo, let Leibrera, because of the Mishnah Lokech, Yaimi Ben Akuti, Mamishnah Lukshanet, Lafashan Truma, Asara Maser, Shantisha Maser, Shani Mecha Vishotamiyad, Div Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yezir and Shimon say, you can't do that. It's apparently because Ein Brera. But then he says, by Atola B'dat Acherim, meaning, will he die or will he won't die, which is not his das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, you know. So whatever will happen, will happen. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says, look, she's an Eshet Ish L'chol Dvoreah, but when he dies, it is a get. And what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to Tola B'dat Atzmo, let Leibrera, and yet when it's Tola B'dat Achrim, eat Leibrera. Tola B'dat Atzmo, let Leibrera, as I just showed by the case of Yain Min Akutim, and Tola B'dat Achrim, eat Leibrera, the Tanya, Harini Bo Alech Amanachi Yirtze Ava, Ava Pishal Ratzab Mekudeshet, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yudam, Rabbi Shimon, Ratza Av Mekudeshet, Lo Ratza Av Eina Mekudeshet. Omale bein Rabbi Yehuda bein Rabbi Shimon. Lo shna tolo b'dat atzmo. Lo shna tolo b'dat acherim. Eat lei brera. Va'atam kedek tani taima. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. היא אתה מודה שמי יבקה ענוד ונמצא זה שותה תבלים למפריע, אמרה מה הוא יבלת לכשהיא בקה.